Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition narrated from the 8th Imam of the family of the Prophet, alayhi wasalam, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. This beautiful tradition is about the value of the belief in Allah's unity, and also it alludes to the meaning of this unity as well. The Imam alayhi salam says, "The very first step to Allah's worship is to attain inner knowledge of Him." Meaning, if we want to attain the worship of Allah, if we want to worship Allah, we should first have knowledge of Allah, who Allah is, right? So our worship, right, it's conditioned with our knowledge of God. And this is alluding to the value of the belief in Allah's unity. And the Imam in continuation says, "And the origin of attaining inner knowledge of Allah, exalted be His praise, is through His divine unity." Or to explain it another way, the basis and the foundation of the knowledge of Allah is to affirm His unity. Meaning, if we want to know who God is, properly know who God is, and recognize Him, let's translate this hadith in this way, we have to affirm that He is one, affirm His oneness. This indirectly indicates that the value of our worship is based upon our assessing and affirming God's unity. Then the Imam says, "The very basis of His divine unity," or the very foundation of affirming His unity, is what? Is to negate any kind of limitation from Him. Meaning, if we want to understand why He is one, or the reason why He is one, we should understand that He is not limited. He's unlimited, He's infinite, His existence is boundless, and therefore there cannot be more than one of such a being, right? This is very similar to a tradition narrated from Imam Ali regarding God's unity. In any case, in continuation, the Imam explains why is it that God's unity is founded on the negation of limitation from Him. The Imam says, "Since the intellects are able to witness that every limited being is created, everything that's limited is created. So if something is not created, something is not a makhluk, is not a creature, rather it's a creator, it's a God, He should be unlimited. If He's unlimited, right, He's infinite, He's boundless, He cannot be more than one." Once we've established this, we've understood His unity, we have achieved the ma'rifat and the knowledge of God, and this can serve as a foundation of our worship. Now we know who we're worshiping, and our worship has value. Right? So this tradition here, the Imam alayhi salam, establishes the value of God's, the belief in God's unity, by saying that this belief and this understanding is what gives value to our worship of Allah. And then when this worship is valuable, you know, we will attain its reward in the hereafter and become eternally felicitous. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more. No.